This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I gotta say.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to the summer. It is officially the summer. John Martin, you ready for it? Are you ready for it?
What do I need to, what am I doing?
Well, are you ready for NBA free agency? Are you ready for NBA summer league? Are you ready for the summer? Are you ready for NFL training camps to start up here next month? Are you getting ready for the summer? It's officially the
excited.
Summer.
I am excited about training camp. Of those things that you mentioned, I am most excited about training camp.
Probably only because you alls will be documented on television, obviously, with the Hard Knocks thing. We don't care.
Yes.
We don't care about that.
With no John Moran in summer league, my interest, is, I'll be honest, is pretty minimal.
Oh, yeah. So it sounds like it's going to be a pretty thin summer for you. Doesn't sound like you're very ready for it at all. Well, I'll tell you what. One thing we want to do this official start of summer, bye-bye, UConn. They're gone, John. They're leaving. Are
yes,
you sad?
Are
you sad? I saw you call it a big blow, baby.
I mean, I did not. I mean, listen. Was I blown away by it? Was I shocked by it?
They've been crying for years about this.
No, they have never been happy. They have never been satisfied in the relationship. And anytime you have a party that is not satisfied in the relationship, then that relationship is constantly in danger of ending.
I get that. I'm getting a little bit of why do you say it was crying, and I understand financially it doesn't look like UConn had much of a choice, but it's the whole dogging of the conference that you're right. You're dogging the one you were married to leave the old look for the old one.
Yeah.
It's the dogging of a conference that's clearly gotten better since this thing was, since they joined originally, since they started it up. And it's that part that I say crying your way back to the Big East. And absolutely, I'm sticking by it.
And I will say, I think some of the reaction.
They couldn't even dominate this conference. They got the one title.
I think some of the reaction, namely from
other women's
Memphis fans, has been one of denial in some ways. And we'll get to that here in just a minute. We have a good show planned for you today. At 11:25, we're going to catch up with Jonathan Givony. He, of course, is Draft Express. He runs Draft Express, and this will be the last time we catch up with him, I'm assuming, for a while because the draft is over. And, you know, we'll be friends, and we'll still remain friends, I'm sure.
Well, we want to because he's going to be doing a draft with plenty of Memphis Tigers in it next year.
Yes, but this is probably going to be our last visit with Jonathan Givony for a little while. But we will talk to him about what he thinks about the Grizzlies draft, get his thoughts on Ja not playing in Summer League, Brandon Clark, lots to get to with Jonathan Gavone. We'll do that in the very next segment. At 12:25, we're going to be joined by Andy Katz. Andy Katz is a correspondent for NCAA.com. Obviously, you'll remember Andy Katz from ESPN for many years, covered college basketball for ESPN.
Insider.
Yeah, he's been tweeting quite a bit about the UConn situation. So we will get his thoughts on what there. I think he lives there, actually. I think he lives in the state of Connecticut. So we will get his thoughts on UConn's move, how it impacts the league, Memphis. Lots to get to with Andy Katz. And then at 1:25, Brett McMurphy is going to join us. We will continue that conversation with him. I do think it is sort of the story of the day, right? The story of the weekend, and just, you know, how it impacts, you know, the league and how it impacts the university.
Yeah,
Memphis.
Do you add? Do you stay the same? Do you stay where you're at? Plenty of questions for the AAC as well.
So, listen, on the UConn behalf, you know, they are basically conceding football. That is, in many ways, what they are doing. They are saying, you know what, we are known for our basketball program, and we are going to go to a league where we feel like top to bottom, the competition is sort of commensurate with what we are and what we bring, and that's what they're doing in the Big East. And they're going to get, they're getting back with their old friends, and
most of them,
right. And I think that makes sense for them. You know, they know the realities of their football program better than we do. You know, and it is sort of hard to see a world where UConn football is ever any kind
they're
of
they're so far
draw.
Off. I just had one of the worst defenses that this universe has ever seen a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, and then beyond that, like, it's UConn football, you know? It's not, there's no tradition there like there is with UConn basketball. You know, it's hard to recruit the stores anyway. But add in and throw in the fact that you have no tradition, no reputation for football other than just being an embarrassment, you know? I mean, they had blip years, right? They had blip years.
2010.
Yeah. But other than that, you know, they know the economic and the reality. They know those realities better than we do up there. And so, you know, I can't criticize them for that decision. If they feel like their football program was never going to be, you know, at a level good enough where it was going to command an invite from a Power Five conference, you know, and it's costing you money and you're losing money and you're constantly in the red, you know, what decision are you left with?
I understand the financial ramifications because from reading about it, you understand that their donors are tied. That's what I'm talking about. They're crying about there's no rivalries in the AAC, and there aren't. It's brand new. Your rivalries are with those old Big East schools. And the fact is, to your point, you're not at a level that's even close to competing in football. So why don't we at least get our donors back on our side and back get that money flowing a little bit, you know, better than it is right now by giving them back the basketball rivalries that they want. And so that's frankly where they're at. Look, this is a situation that you don't – much like we can sort of get it. Mm-hmm. Because, again, we were there a few years ago where you're talking about, well, what do we do with this football program right now? Do we – you know, you had fans talk, do you drop it down? Do you just cancel it all together? You remember, because, again, in Memphis, much like at UConn, what the boosters get excited about, what they want to donate about, for the most part, right, number one is basketball. Mm-hmm. It's the thing. It sort of drives the train in both. So – there's a part of me, John, that completely understands the position they're in because it was similar to the one Memphis was in. Memphis, as we said, rolled up its sleeves. It went to work. And even with that said, we're experiencing, John, you and I were talking about this before the show, we're experiencing our best in terms of consistency over several years. This is the best we've seen it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Memphis football right now. That said, what'd you average last year actual butts and seats? Between 17 and 18,000, we're seeing the best we've done, and yes, it's growing, and Mike Norvell's continuing to grow it. But in terms of what it's getting, in terms of support, will it ever get to a point, John, where it's ever making money for you? Probably not. Most schools don't in football. Most don't. But will it ever get a point where it's driving the bus? You know what I'm saying? So this is my point. Memphis may eventually find itself in the same situation. If you're right now, the plan is what? Compete, right? Group of five, be the best you can. Hopefully you get your invite in a few years when expansion reopens. But, John, you tell me, is the value going to be there from a football standpoint for Memphis in 5 years? Or is that thing? Are we going to be filling up Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium in a way for this football program that really represents value for one of these big conferences that right now, John's get between 35 and 50 million? You know what I'm saying? And they want to bringing you in probably means a little bit less slice of the pie. So I wonder, do we not all, I heard McMurphy and Jeff make that, I wonder, do we not all get to this point at some point?
Yeah, no.
Now, that's the scary part.
It is. And
is that
right
we can
now,
all
listen,
be here eventually.
I mean, Mike Norvell is absolutely killing it right now, you know, in recruiting. Like, they got one recruit this morning, and they're probably going to get another one at 1 o'clock, I think, an offensive lineman, a three-star offensive lineman. So they are absolutely killing it over there. But that is, of course, the existential question. You know, think about, 3 years ago? The Big 12, the list of schools, the finalists for the Big 12. Now, ultimately, they did not expand, but Memphis was not on that list. You know, Memphis did not make the Final 12 3 years ago. You know, now, I don't know why. I don't know if the recent football success, the fact that they've been in, you know, two straight, you know, AAC champions, like, does that change things?
Some of us believe Big 12 was never expanding, so that list was all fluke to begin with.
But, I mean, just 3 years ago, you know, Memphis – As much time as we spent sort of, hey, is Memphis getting the Big 12? I mean, you had a cup of coffee with Tom Bowen, and he's guaranteeing you that they're getting in the
Big 12. October 19th.
You know? That is the existential question. And so I think on that level, Memphis fans can certainly understand, you know, what UConn is doing. Now, the future is much brighter for Memphis football than it is for UConn. We can say that. I mean, we know that. And Memphis football does have more things going for it, just generally.
Well, the hope is you keep winning, you keep doing what Norvell is doing, doing what that program is doing, and eventually you're putting, hopefully, 25,000. This is actual butts in seats, 35. You know what? That's the hope, is that you can keep this thing going.
Yes.
I'd much rather, John, I think from a fan base standpoint, you'd much rather be in there rolling up your sleeves and trying, right? Trying to get to that rather than admitting at this point, no, it's not going to, we're never going to make any headway there. Let's just stop and quit. Right now, with where you're at and with this coach and this program, you absolutely want to keep on fighting
absolutely.
So that when this thing opens up again, you hopefully have yourself at the front of the line. That's the hope.
Yep.
But we all know that, you know, there's a good chance that the reality is they're not going to ever invite you in. We'll see. It's scary to think about, but right now you just hope that they can keep this thing rolling in football, and eventually, you know, you show your value there.
Well, I think these
big schools,
you know, the region is just going to be better, right, for television market. You know, I know UConn likes to throw in the New York, but like, New York doesn't care about UConn.
Well, they're there. I'll give it that.
But Memphis,
those fans are there.
Memphis also has, you know, the
more so than
regionally
here.
They can, you know, it's just a better region for recruiting, you know, a recruiting base, right? You can get a ton of, you know, there's just more talent here for football. But yes, I mean, in the end, you know, the separation is not that great. You know, Memphis is just having way more success because they've made better hires, whatever the case. You know, I don't, you know, this is not like a, oh, is you know, should Memphis drop football in 5 years? Obviously not. Like, you know, Memphis football is healthy as it's ever been. The indoor practice facility is coming.
You want to keep it rolling. That's what I'm talking about. Keep growing it, and hopefully it gets you somewhere.
But one day, like, will this question arise? Like, one day, will this conversation have to be had? I don't know. You know, like, that isn't just the case for Memphis, by the way. That's the case for any program.
Everybody outside
in the
non-Power Five.
Bro,
that's what
absolutely.
This is a big, that's the bigger story.
Absolutely. There is no question
that
about
it. That divide's only gotten greater.
Now, what y'all have to stop doing is pretending like losing UConn in the league doesn't matter, because it does matter. In football, it does not matter, right? So if you want to look at it from that angle and say, you know, they brought nothing to the conference, which they didn't. They didn't bring anything to the conference on the football side.
At all.
And so from that standpoint, no, you're not losing anything. But you are losing a massive brand on the basketball side, period. Now, they have not been historically the last 3 to 4 years. But 3 to 4 years in a program's history is nothing.
UConn basketball is one of the reasons, John, you basically doubled up on the TV contract. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's one of the major reasons, obviously, because we all know. You can't sit here and be a hypocrite on this and say in one breath, well, we know, you know, Dan Hurley's going to get that thing back to relevance, and that's part of what's going to make the AAC so good here in a while, to where you're competing with the Big East in terms of the strength of the conference, right? With Wichita State now and in Houston, we hope that Kelvin Sampson keeps them up. We were saying that literally just a few months ago. So you can't turn around and say, oh, no, this is nothing. They hadn't won the last few years, when we all think that Hurley's going to get them back to relevance. Again, part of the reason you get this deal is because ESPN loves them some UConn. Mm-hmm. They love them some UConn basketball. So let's not act like they weren't a part of getting this thing up to the $7 million or so that you're getting now, each school in the media rights deal. They were absolutely part of it. So I get your point on that, John. To act like they're nothing, or they're going to be nothing in the next few years of Hurley, is silly.
Yes.
Again, we were just complimenting the hire and saying we think they're going to get back with him. You can't turn around and say, "Oh, now they're, you know, they're not going to get there. I don't believe anymore." So it's it does sting you in basketball.
They won a national championship in 2014.
Yeah.
You know, counts. Like that counts for the American. Like the American, they brought him the American a national championship.
To their point, they had done nothing since for the most part. But again, I go back to, we know Hurley was going to get that. Hurley's going to get that thing back, right?
I mean, yeah, like
their fans demand it.
Exactly.
And if he wasn't, it was going to be the next guy.
Exactly. Like the history is just too strong for you kind of be down that long. It just is. And you know, what did we talk about? What did we sort of sell ourselves on, you know, the last 2 to 3 years? It's Penny in Memphis, Hurley with UConn. Like, this is going to be a great rivalry within the league. Like, this is going to be sort of the rivalry that keeps the Americans.
We were saying it even more when Mick Cronin was still the Cincy. We were seeing it even more.
Yeah, I mean, this has not been a good offseason for the AAC. You know, it just has not. Cronin is gone, and we'll see what happens with Brandon. I mean, he seems like a fine coach. You know, we'll see. But, you know, it's not a good development. I'm strictly talking about basketball here. I'm not talking about football. And if you don't care about the basketball side, then you don't care about the basketball side. But it is not a good development to lose UConn for that basketball league.
No, it's not. But John, I mean, what are we going to sit here and do? Cry about it and go out in the streets and say, "Come back, UConn"? No. Because, again, they offer nothing in football. This is an opportunity. Now maybe you add no one, and this is getting to the question of what does the AAC do? But we know, and I saw Walken tweet this, that you'll have a bunch of others, you know, everybody else, especially those CUSA schools, trying to get in here because you're in a much better situation, obviously, than they are.
Mm-hmm.
John, you're going to be fine whether they add a school or in the sense that now, right, you got one out. Maybe it's a little bit more money for each school in terms of the media rights deal. Maybe you keep it the same. The point is they will be fine. There's no question about it because, again, you've got Houston, you know, with Kelvin Sampson. You've got, we think, Cincinnati, at least for this year, with Cumberland back, they're going to be fine. You figure that program is going to be fine. Maybe not making it every year like Cronin did. But and then you add in what you added a couple with Wichita State. You know, that helps now. And so to sit here and, I guess, to cry, you know, in our milk here about them being gone and, oh, man, woe is me, this basketball brand will never be the same in the AAC. Yeah, no, it stings. Absolutely it does, John, in men's basketball, even in women's basketball, you know, in the sense that you got to see them a couple times. Now,
I mean,
wasn't
Memphis
doing
women,
anything for them.
But when Memphis women's basketball was using UConn, like, as a recruiting pitch, like, come here, you can play UConn. I mean, you can get beat by UConn, but you can play UConn twice. You know, like, that was a recruiting tool.
Yeah, because they never lost an AAC player. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but how much value was that bringing in for your program, John?
Well, they had their best recruiting class ever.
And now you got to go win with it.
UConn never lost in the AAC.
No, 120-0, I think, the entire time they were at Tulane. Played them like one possession back in 17, I think, but nobody got closer than Tulane that game. It's remarkable. But, again, they were offered, and your boosters aren't excited about that, right? They want to go back and play Notre Dame again. They want to go play. So, again, as much as it was, we talked about this is basketball, it's men's and women's for them. You know, their donors get excited about those old rivalries. Yeah. And they were getting nothing in terms of, from a basketball, women's basketball, they were getting nothing for being here in the AAC. That's women's basketball.
Right. They were not.
No, Geno was getting nothing out of this.
And so now the question is, what does the American Athletic Conference do? And this is the part where I'm not excited.
Well, I'm not excited because you need to make a run at BYU, but they're going to tell you no.
Nobody you would want the AAC could get. You know what I mean? Like, they're not getting Boise State. They're not getting BYU.
I'd like BYU in football.
They're not getting any of those schools. Like, BYU.
I'd take them in all sports if I had my dream.
Yes, exactly.
That's the dream scenario.
I don't care about Boise State basketball at all. Like, you care about Boise State basketball?
It's a decent brand.
But again, if we're ranking them, BYU is certainly ahead.
Sure.
Boise State basketball been decent. You know, their football program is solid.
I'm not getting excited. I take Boise State basketball because I'm getting Boise State football.
You talk about those before you talk about the old ones. I saw a lot of UAB Southern Miss, right? Because from a value standpoint,
no,
it's BYU. Those you'd put rank above BYU in those schools, right? In terms of what the rest of the country thinks. I know there's a nostalgic pull. You want to bring back a Southern Miss or a UAB, and maybe that ends up being what you do. But right now, I'm not sure that they add much. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and I understand, like, each one of these schools, it's going to be like, you know, crabs in a damn barrel, you know, because they're all going to be trying to get out of the barrel that is Conference USA, and they're going to be bringing each other down
in there, too.
You know, and I get it, so I understand it, but, like, you know, let me just run a few names of schools that, honestly, I'm going to be, like, frank, the AAC would be able to get. They're not getting BYU. They're not getting Boise State. That we
Some
know.
Some folks want Army.
Army, I'm like Army actually makes sense to me. Army to me makes more sense than UAB. You know, because you already got Navy, so you've already got the sort of service academy thing established.
Yeah, they'd have to figure out their game thing and how that would
right
relate to you to the conference championship. That Army Navy game.
FAU.
I mean, you've already got your footprint in Florida. And how long does FAU stay viable?
North Texas.
I thought about Ole Wren when this thing broke.
But to your point about Texas, though, you got Texas locked down in
Same
Houston
thing.
And SMU.
Same thing. I know those Houston, those Texas schools in the AAC won't want to see you.
Right. Charlotte, Old Dominion. I mean, this is awful. We already got East Carolina. And then UAB.
So why not stay the same and take a little bit more of the pie, a little bit more again?
Now, would the deal have to be renegotiated now that UConn is leaving? Though
I'm sure they'd look at it.
Yeah, I mean they're not. You're losing value. It certainly.
Well, it depends on what's in there. Remember, the AAC put some protections in there. You hope they can keep it the same. I'm with you. If I'm ESPN, I'm saying, I'm hoping there's something in that contract, John, that leaves it. You know what I'm saying? That the base leaves it a baseline, no matter who left.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there's any clause in there, like you said, about, you know, a school leaving. I remember, didn't we talk to Dr. Rudd about this, and he mentioned something along those lines?
Let me throw one at you. And I know in terms of from a TV standpoint, I don't think it excites anybody, but from in terms of the programs that it would bring to the table, what do you think about Middle Tennessee? I know it doesn't. You just rolled your eyes at me. I know. But in terms of what it would bring to the program from a basketball and a football standpoint, what about Middle Tennessee?
Would
it create a natural rivalry?
Is Stock still the coach there? Is he still? I mean, that's how much I care about MTSU football. Like it's not Stock still anymore. I don't know who the guy is. I think it's a younger guy. We're gonna be here till 11:30 with you googling this.
Oh, I'm not googling it.
Okay. You gave up.
I don't care who the MTSU football coach is right now either. I feel like we should know that though.
It is still Stock, amazingly.
Present, yep.
Yeah, it is.
You should give yourself more credit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I wish it was we lived in a different college athletics world, though.
Well, you got to make a run at BYU. You got to have them tell you no. You have
to. And they will, though.
Absolutely they will.
You know?
Because they're gonna want all their perks and want more money than what you're getting in your conference and all that. But you are a better conference now than you were the last time you tried to make a run at it.
I would stay at 11, even if that meant less money for the because there's nobody out there.
Surely they can't go too. They can't go back to the $2 or $3 million they were giving you in terms of ESPN. Surely they can't just blow that deal up.
Yeah, UConn's not worth all that. No, for sure.
I mean, you have to have had some protections in there if you were the AAC because UConn's been crying about this for years now. You had to know this was probably on the horizon. So I have to think that contract they worked out with ESPN, John, has some protections. Even if it comes down a little bit, you're not going back to what you were because UConn's out. That's my point about sitting here and not crying all day about this thing.
All right, so here I'm gonna rank the AAC's option. They have two options. That is it, as far as I'm concerned. The AAC has two options.
BYU ain't gonna want to do all sports because of the travel thing. So just go at them for football. Just try.
You hit BYU.
That's first call.
And you say, what up with it?
Make them say no to it.
Yes.
And then if there ain't nothing there.
Before you do that. What if are you willing to give them a little more because it's BYU and what it brings in terms of a value standpoint to your conference, maybe even reworking the deal? Are you willing to give them a little bit more like they wanted last time than the rest of your conference members?
No. I don't want them that damn bad. I mean, no. Because you're not getting Notre Dame.
I would say depends on how much more.
You're not getting Notre Dame.
They're probably going to want too much more.
Exactly. Right. So hit up BYU.
That's what I would say.
See how much interest they have. If they don't have any interest, I'm staying at 11. Like, I'm just staying at 11. I have no – like, UAB does nothing for me. Charlotte, Old Dominion,
With all due respect to those old UAB Southern Miss rivalries, I mean
– it just – I don't miss them. I don't miss them at all.
And, I mean, you're the millennial view, and I'm sort of the old school. And I'm the one that, you know, that meant more back in the day to me than it did you, those games. And I'm even with you on those. Now, I know some fans that UAB trip's an easy one. That trip to Hattiesburg is an easy one.
Yeah.
Some fans get up, get excited about that, want to make the drive, but it just doesn't. It doesn't excite me either.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a very interesting conversation. I think those are the two options. Call BYU, say what up with it. If they say no, You say at 11.
With as strapped as this conference is financially, we're just talking about how you're celebrating going from 2 to 3 million to 7 million, right? You're absolutely celebrating, and it pales in comparison to what the big boys are doing. But again, the celebrating shows you the context. Every little million matters of that 7 million, and so the idea that they stand pat at 11, John, and get a little bit more for each school seems like something they're going to look at seriously.
Yep.
Again, when the money's so tight,
yep,
any little bit helps. Just seems like the idea of standing pat with where they are, one leaves, you get down to 11, seems like that's something they'll heavily consider too, because I don't know who you bring necessarily in value that helps offset that.
According to Matt Norlander just now, Big East presidents have already had their call this morning to formally vote and approve for UConn.
We'll help
to,
them pay that. Give us that. Give us that 10 then. Yep. Give us that 10 million then.
Yep. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk to Jonathan Givony. Jonathan Givony from Draft Express. We'll get his thoughts on the Grizzlies draft, Ja Morant, but more importantly, Brandon Clark, because we know what he thinks about Ja Morant. We'll get his thoughts on all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Humphrey Folk traveled all over the country as a real estate developer, and when he realized his hometown of Memphis didn't have a remarkable steakhouse like other cities did, he took a chance and opened the first prime steakhouse in Memphis, which everyone now knows is Folk's Folly. Worth noting, he also wanted to make sure people could enjoy those Folk's Folly favorites at home, so he created the market now known as Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. So while you're making plans for the 4th of July, you may just be thinking of hot dogs and fireworks, but it's the perfect time to mix things up. If you really want to do the holiday right, go with prime hand-cut steaks from Memphis's original steakhouse. It's not a chain, and you really can't get anything like it anywhere else in town. Make your cookout a declaration of independence. Come into Humphrey's and get steaks, crab legs, freshly ground sirloin, homemade pimento cheese, and so much more that will take your 4th to the next level. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folk's Folly, or online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend. That website again, go check it out, humphreysmemphis.com.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track. But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings that are ready-made, ready to go. You can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you. So when you get down on one knee, she's going to give you a big yes.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called alter-created diamonds. And what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically, exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No. You've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. 4 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season. 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's Sports Station 92.9 FM, ESPN.
When you walked into the room, there was voodoo in the vibes.
All right, we're back. back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, he is Jonathan Gavone. Covers the NBA draft for ESPN. He's on Twitter at Draft Express. He joins us now. Mr. Gavone, how you doing, man?
Doing great. How about you?
Everything is good.
Appreciate
in
your time.
Memphis. It's exactly like you wrote. It is going to be pandemonium during basketball season in Memphis this year.
So much fun, yeah. I might have to get like a temporary apartment, you know, just to watch all those games, you know, because it's going to be like every night there's going to be another game that you want to see. If you're a Hoops fan, it's just like it's going to be paradise all year long.
Yep, I've talked to NBA scouts. You're going to be wrestling with them for those rooms, man, because that's what I hear from NBA scouts. They're going to be down here all the time. In terms of what the Grizzlies did on draft night, we knew they were going to go with Ja Morant. What did you think of their overall draft, getting Brandon Clark, when they did?
I thought it was a great night. I gave them an A+ in my, you know, little recap. And I just thought that, you know, you could really see a philosophy, a blueprint coming together here for how they want to play, the kind of players that they want to have, you know, really athletic, really high character, high IQ guys that can, you know, multi-positional defenders, especially in the front court. Yeah. And then, you know, going and getting Conchar on top of that, to me, he was, you know, one of the best undrafted free agents out there. You know, really versatile, really high IQ, can really shoot, can also, you know, help out with some ball handling as well. And you got, you know, the Conley trade I thought was really positive. You know, getting those picks and then taking a flyer on Grayson Allen. I mean, I thought they got really good value there, considering that everybody knew that they wanted to get off of that Conley contract. So, you know, there was some skepticism, I think, when Para, you know, put together that new front office. But so far, every move they've made has been great. And there's still some work to do in terms of filling out the wing. And, you know, we'll see what they pay Valanciunas. But yep. They're off to a great start.
Could you see down the line, and obviously everything's got to work out, every player's got to develop, but down the line, could you see a front line of Clark playing beside Jaren? Do you like the way those two work together, particularly with the shot blocking? Like you said, it looks like they have an opportunity, we'll put it that way, John, to be elite defensively, or at least super athletic with those two.
I do think so, yeah. I think that Jaren's going to have to continue to thaw out his frame a little bit.
Yes.
And, you know, to handle the rigors of an 82-game season, there are some big dudes playing the center position in the NBA. And I think he's a real mismatch because they're going to have to guard him out on the perimeter. And that's why I like him next to Clark, because, you know, Jackson can shoot and they can both, you know, they're interchangeable at the 4 and 5, and you can do a ton of switching. They can defend point guards on pick and rolls. And so, but they both, you know, Brandon Clark is 207 pounds. And so, you know, he's going to have to fill out his frame. You know, there's going to be another big, and that's, I mean, I think I'm a huge Valanciunas fan, have been, you know, dating back to when he was in the draft. So just having a, you know, a horse like him who gobbles up rebounds, that can score with his back to the basket and finish all those pick and rolls, I think that'll be, it's a great little stopgap in that 2 to 3 year period while, you know, you're waiting for Jaren to turn into a real center.
I'm with you 100% on that, John. Now, why did Clark drop? Do you think, is it because of the skill set? Is it because he doesn't shoot? Why did he drop?
You know, NBA people, when they scout the draft, they struggle with guys who don't have a ready-made blueprint for who they could be. So they all year I was hearing, well, who is he in the NBA? You know, who? And it's like, he's his own guy. I mean, he's very, very unique. We haven't seen a player like him who, best shot blocker in college basketball, you know, shot 70% from the field, can dribble pass, and I think he's going to be able to shoot, and as versatile as he is defensively. But, you know, they say, well, you know, he's just another guy at San Jose State, and you know, he's turning 23 in September, and, you know, the frame and then the length. And so I think they overthought it to an extent. You know, I get why he wasn't in the top 10, but, you know, right outside of the top 10, I think he had great value. And so I thought it was really impressive.
Absolutely.
You know, when they were at 24, they said, I mean, sorry, at 23, they said, yeah, let's move up two slots. We'll give up a 2024 second rounder. You know, we saw how little value NBA teams put on second round picks in this draft. So who cares? You go and get the guy that you like, that, you know, that makes sense for that blueprint. And I think it's really exciting. You know, I can't wait to see how, because he's ready to play. I mean, he was the second most productive player in college basketball. You're not waiting on this guy. You know, you have Grayson Allen, who was, you know, an all ACC player a year ago. So, like, you're not going to be horrendous for that much longer. I mean, there's going to be some warts. I'm not sure they're a playoff team, probably not. But you don't want to get into this cycle of just being the worst team in the NBA year after year, because it's very hard to get out of that.
Yeah, no question about that. Yeah, obviously, Jonathan, as you know, new front office, they sort of reconfigured everything. Here in Memphis, I mean, there was just real unrest when it came to feelings about the front office, Chris Wallace, et cetera, et cetera. In terms of a front office's first draft, though, it's hard to get off to a better start than the Memphis Grizzlies did this year, right?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, like I said, there's a blueprint there. There's a framework. There's a philosophy. And that's all you can ask for, you know, when you go into the draft and you're building a team. It's not always going to work out for you perfectly, but you want to at least say that, okay, there's a plan here in place. And, you know, now we just continue to add to it. And so, you know, having two guys like Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson, I mean, that's just really, really exciting if I'm a Grizzlies fan.
And you also gave a mention in your piece to John Contra, who they added from on a two-way contract from, I believe, Fort Wayne. Do you have a high opinion of him?
Yeah, I've been scouting him for a while. I actually wrote an article about him after his sophomore year where I called him one of the biggest sleepers in college basketball. Yeah. And all he did was he got better and better over the last 2 years. He was playing point guard at 6'6", and he's got a tremendous feel for the game, extremely efficient, can really shoot the ball, and very, very competitive defensively on top of that. Just another really athletic piece to add to a very athletic team. And I think, he went to some of these camps, for example, Portsmouth, and he's too unselfish of a player. He just wanted to blend in and make the extra pass. And you really can't play like that at those kind of camps. You have to be selfish. You have to go get your own if you want to stand out. And I think he struggled with that. And that's probably why he ended up going undrafted. But, you know, I've talked to his coach, John Kaufman, a ton at IPFW. You know, he swears that this is the best teammate, the most coachable kid he's ever had in his entire career. And so I think they're going to love him for that. And just all the versatility that he brings is going to make him fit in perfectly into this group they have assembled.
Jonathan, your studies of Ja, maybe you can explain this to me. So his father told us that he didn't dunk his first time until his senior year of high school. And then we watch him now, and he's jumping over people. So you're talking about, I guess, a period of, you know, less than 2 years. How much of that is the work he put in with dad, you know, physically to get better on that? Is he an elite athlete? Is he just okay? What category would you put him in? Because I found it fascinating that, you know, that first dunk doesn't come to your senior year in high school, and then, you know, a couple years later, you're dunking over people. We're talking about how athletic this kid is. Where do you come down on that? How athletic is he?
He's an elite athlete.
I think
he was the best athlete in the NBA draft after Zion Williamson. I mean, just some of the dunks that he had in games. I mean, like,
there are not five
guys in the NBA who can do that. You know, jumping almost from the free throw line, jumping over people. And I think a lot of these guys, they develop at different stages physically. You know, there's some players who, you know, when they're 14, 15, 16 years old, they're finished products. I mean, they're 230 pounds. They're shredded, you know, I mean, they just hit puberty at a much earlier stage. This kid, he was the exact opposite. I think physically he grew. I mean, they told me he came into college like 140 pounds or something. Mm-hmm. And so I think his body is going to continue to evolve into his 20s. And I think he'll continue to become even more explosive. And so the only thing he needs to do is just be careful. You know, it's a long season. You don't need to be dunking on people, you know, like every single time. I mean, it's fun. And so he'll learn that part of it. And that's the kind of stuff that it's easy to teach a player, you know, reeling it in a little bit. I mean, that motor that he has, that basketball IQ, the explosiveness, the ability to, you know, dribble pass, you know, with either hand, playing out of pick and roll, I mean, it's, you know, you just don't find guys like that. And so that's why he was the number two pick in the draft.
Yep, we are, of course, talking to Jonathan Givony from ESPN and Draft Express. In one of the post-draft pieces that you guys have up on Insider, the sort of panel question was, what did you find most disappointing? And your answer was the number of underclassmen who went undrafted but won't be able to return to college since the NBPA and NBA never got around to amending their bylaws. So do you think major reform is needed? It's coming. Like where are you sort of on those rules? And I know especially since, you know, the double draft is coming up here soon too.
Yeah, so they're, you know, had if the colleges, the NCAA is open to letting these guys return. They changed the rule and they said if you were invited to one of the combines and you go undrafted, you can come back. But the problem is that these players are now undrafted free agents for the NBA. So according to the NBA rules, they can sign with a team at any point in the season. Now, we saw a couple of years back, maybe, you know, 10 years ago, Randolph Morris went undrafted, returned to college, and then sign with the Knicks, you know, like early on in the season. And I just don't think that's a can of worms that the NCAA is just not ready to have open at this stage. So they wanted to see the NBPA and the NBA come together, change the bylaws, you know, make sure that if a guy does return, he can't, you know, sign with an NBA team until after the college season is over. And, you know, that there is, I guess, some negotiation that needs to be done. And I just don't think it was a major priority for the union or the NBA. You know, they have a lot of things to figure out here with the age limit. So I think when they sit down this summer and they start to talk about, you know, when does the age limit change? Is it 2022? Is it 2023? That's when they're going to sit down and figure this out. And it's unfortunate because, you know, there's 45 underclassmen that went undrafted. Mm-hmm. I do think some of them would have benefited by being able to go back to school, but they're unable to. Unless, you know, we've seen the NCAA do waivers and, I mean, like, they're anything but consistent, these people. And so, I mean, you never know. Somebody gets a lawyer and they, you know, they file the right lawsuit and who knows, maybe somebody's able to go back. But, I mean, I think the reason why these guys left school is not because they, you know, they just want to start their pro career. They want to go to the G League. A lot of them have already signed two-way contracts, Exhibit 10s. Some of them will end up in Europe. So, I mean, I think most of these guys are pretty content where they are. I mean, sure, they would have liked to have been drafted, but they weren't. And, I mean, they're just going to move on with their lives and start their pro careers.
Jonathan, I'm curious, because you're so great at this, and he's not too far removed from the draft. You mentioned him earlier. Grayson Allen was obviously a part of that Mike Conley deal. Where were you at on him coming out, and where are you at on terms of it? Can he be a Redick? Can he – you know, how high are you on Grayson Allen, the possibility that he could actually be a piece for the Grizzlies?
I think he can be a solid backup. You know, I never saw him as a J.J. Redick type. He was, you know, I had him around 30th on my board last year. You know, he went 21st. I mean, you know, had a great college career. Didn't really improve the way you hoped, you know, from his sophomore to his senior year. I mean, never found that consistency as a shooter that he really needed. And, you know, his ball handling is good. I mean, he relied a lot on his athleticism at the college level. And so, I mean, he had a pretty good year in the G League, actually shot 44% for three. And so if he can, you know, just be that, makes open shots, attacks closeouts, good in transition. He's a great teammate. He's not a great defender, but he's competitive at least. And, you know, he's turning 24 in October. And so he's on the same timeline as these other guys.
Mm-hmm. And then, John, I got to ask you, we talk to you every time about the obvious guys over at the University of Memphis, James Wiseman, who I'm getting rave reviews about, Precious Achiuwa as well. But I also hear good things about DJ Jeffries, who is the four-star kid out of Mississippi here. Have you seen DJ Jeffries, and is he on your radar as a guy in next year's draft or, you know, whatever draft it is?
I've seen him a lot, yeah. I mean, I was at the Hoop Hall Classic where his high school Olive Branch played, and I have some notes on him, you know, already from the EYBL. He played with Team Penny 2 years ago, and then Bluff City, and so he's been on my radar for a while. The big thing for him is going to be the conditioning level. You know, I think he really, you know, the eating habits, the diet, getting himself into peak form, I think, is going to be huge for him. And that's where, you know, college is great, you know, yeah. because in high school you can eat McDonald's, you know, five times a week. You know, you can, because it doesn't matter, because you're playing in Mississippi, you're going to be the best player on the floor anytime, yeah. mm-hmm. anyway. And so, in terms of the frame, 6'5", 6'7", long arms, great scoring instincts. I mean, can handle it, can shoot it, can do a lot of different things. And so I think there are things to work with there. You know, I mean, if the body comes, and defensively probably going to be one of the big things. And I'll be interested to see how they blend all these guys together, because it's a lot of scorers on one team,
yeah.
you know. And so are they going to be able to find that happy medium of creating for others? And, you know, I mean, all these kids probably want to be one and done. And so that's going to be, I think, one of the main challenges that they run into. And that's why I think, you know, hiring Cody Toppert from the Phoenix Suns, I think that was a great move. You know, on a national scale, people didn't maybe – realize, but like, this is one of the best player development coaches in the NBA. And so now he's going to be in college, and he's going to be recruiting. I already saw him, you know, I mean, Colorado Springs with Mike Miller and with Penny. And so he's going to be a big addition to that staff.
Jonathan, we're going to get to work on finding you the downtown condo, okay? We're going to get to work as soon as we get off this.
Yeah, just kind of let us know kind of what you're looking for, and we'll take care of it.
You're going to be here.
No finder's fee, nothing like that. We'll handle it.
Thank you for this, man.
Appreciate that. Thanks so much, guys.
Yes,
appreciate
sir. You.
He is Jonathan Gavone from Draft Express. Says new Memphis assistant coach Cody Topper, one of the best player development guys in the NBA. How about that?
Anywhere. That's his, on all levels. Don't
yeah.
I tell you everything you need to know right there?
Yeah.
Remember what I was telling you about? You're right. It lets you, allows you to keep saying, we're an NBA staff, we're an NBA staff. But even more than saying it, John, it's the substance of it. It's that these guys will be maxed out from a development standpoint. At least that's your hope, because you're dealing with one of the best when it comes to development. Man, when you got Gavone raving about that hire, I guess it's a pretty good one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
big
for sure.
Time.
Yep. All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come. And by the way, DJ Jeffries, I have heard – very good things about DJ Jeffries. Again, it's you know, it's June, so yeah.
Why you think we asked about pressures about him last week?
Yeah, you know,
he's been going. I told you, when he's around elite level talent, it comes out.
No doubt, no
but
doubt.
You got to stay that way. And Gavone is all over. Got notes on him. He does. He got to tone up, get that body right, and he can be a beast.
Yep.
Beast.
Appreciate Jonathan Gavone's time, as always. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us, because we care. Dial #law on your cell phone. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I have found people sometimes choose their real estate agent in the most unusual way. Well, the agent down the street sold that house so they can sell mine. Or, my relative is brand new in the business and I want to help them. Or, my friend sells real estate on the side and will give me a good deal on commission. These are all valid considerations, but after all my years in the real estate business, the advice I give people is, Interview 2 to 3 agents. Find out what they think about your home, how they would price it, and what they suggest you do to prepare to make the most for your home. Last, when interviewing agents, make sure that I am one of the brokers you speak with. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Also, find out why people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Done Rosengarten at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
This holiday weekend, pack up the grill and put out your sparklers. This is one celebration you don't want to miss. Hurry into the Nissan July 4th sales event and save big on our tech-filled lineup, including Rogue, winner of the Consumer Guide Best Buy Award, Armada, Kelley Blue Book's lowest 5-year cost-to-own full-size SUV crossover, and Altima, an IIHS top safety pick. For a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Don't miss out. Like this holiday weekend, the Nissan July 4th sales event ends soon. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store today. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. For more award information, visit KBB.com, IIHS.org, and ConsumerGuide.com. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer information. Offers end 7-8-19.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges to some of our locations and soon to be all of our locations. Stop by today for a demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today, and it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy... what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available on all states or situations.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner is where you know you are always going to save between 50 and 80% off mattresses every single day of the week. Our man Michael has been in the business over 18 years, and over that 18 years, he has earned the trust from his customers, and it's why he's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and it's why he's been voted Best Mattress Store 4 years in a row by the Commercial Appeal.
Well, and you should trust Michael Zellner. You should trust you're going to pay the best price in Memphis because you're already talking about 50 to 80% off retail price. And then you're going to add an additional 10% off, Michael will, when you mention you heard this ad on Jason and John or any one of our fine shows on 92.9 FM ESPN. Michael's cool like that. He's really just trying to help Memphians, okay? Not trying to help himself. So go see him. They're at 2790 Kirby Winton Road at the corner of Summer Avenue next to Hollywood Feed. You're going to sleep real well when you see what you paid. You can visit them online at SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you will never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah, it is pretty ridiculous to consider that when you're talking about this Memphis basketball team next year, you know, obviously we know about James and Precious. We know that they are, you know, they're lottery picks. James Wiseman, very possibly could be the number one pick in the NBA draft. Precious, you know, Precious could see his stock go up. You know, he's at 10 right now. He could be a, you know, who knows? He could be a top 5, top 6 pick. Who knows?
I think that's the hope if you're Memphis. If you can move them up any,
yeah.
Don't you cement yourself as a place for these guys in terms of places they can come and even improve their draft stock?
Yeah.
In one?
Absolutely. Boogie Ellis, though, another guy. You know, Boogie Ellis, we've talked to John Gavone about him before. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if Boogie Ellis was a leading scorer on the team next year. Like, if we looked up in January and he was just, it wouldn't shock me at all.
Could see that.
You know, I
could also see Precious leading the team in scoring.
Absolutely, because I mean, he led the McDonald's All-American game. You know, I mean, that's the fun part about
take shots.
That's the fun and also complicated part about this Memphis team. You know, it's like you could see. I don't think it'll be James. You know, typically because you know, true centers just generally don't score at an unbelievable rate. You know, I don't think you're going to see a Zion Williamson type of year from James. I think he'll be like, if I had to say, I think a stat line for James that you would really like be happy with is like 15, 11, and like 2.5 blocks.
Well, there's a possibility. And yeah, that sounds fair, you know, quite frankly. But there's a possibility, too, he could lead you even with that 15 or 16, John, because there's a good possibility you'll be balanced. There's a good possibility you won't have a 20 or 25-point score on this squad like you might with others because, again, these shots, you're going to want to spread them around. You heard Gavone said this team got a lot of folks that can score the basketball to the point he's saying, okay, almost where's your, you know, you're going to have some glue. You're going to have guys accept roles. And so if you look at it from that standpoint, Wiseman and Achiuwa are going to get a ton of shots because, putbacks, all that kind of stuff that you put in there, they're going to get a ton there, you understand? But I would think, John, when you look at all the scores on the squad, this thing's going to be pretty balanced in terms of the attempts offensively. And so your 15 or 16 may end up leading the team in scoring, you know what I'm saying, because you'll have a balanced attack.
Now, I will say on the DJ Jeffries conditioning thing, he looks good. Like, he is not overweight. He is not – like, we saw him.
I was looking him up and down just like Precious Achiuwa was over that press conference the other day because Precious was after him.
Yeah.
And he was looking up DJ up and down while he was talking in front of him. And I thought the same thing. I thought his body looks great.
Yeah, it looks as good as it's probably ever looked.
I think he's been working on it, and you can sort of see the results knowing. And I found it fascinating. Gavone's got those deep notes already on DJ, knowing that this was a thing, obviously, that he's got to keep tight.
Right.
Because, dude –
well, Gavone is the best for a reason.
There's no question about it. DJ has an opportunity to be elite physically. When he came in here, blew us away. We think he's 6'8 legit. Gavone said 6'7, but we think he's 6'8 legit. We've had him in here. You put that on, you could sort of see that muscle coming, John. He's got an opportunity with that athleticism at that size to be elite physically if he keeps it going.
I was talking to someone last week who told me that they were actually blown away by DJ.
Oh, I can tell you Precious Achiuwa was blown away by DJ. I told you that from the get-go.
Like,
he'd been going at him.
NBA skills.
And that's when. Wow. That's what I've been trying to tell y'all, these stories on DJ. I wrote about it, you know, back when I was writing it, when he went against R.J. Barrett a couple of years ago in the spring, man, and he got up for it. Again, it's the same thing. You put him in there with a guy that people are saying is going to go top 10 in the lottery next year in Precious Achiuwa. And, again, we had it confirmed last week when Precious sort of tells us that's the matchup he's been going at early on in these workouts. You're going to get the best, DJ. That's the best one. The key for DJ is keeping that guy that gets up for those matchups, the same time, every time he steps on the floor. If it's that dude, he's on Gavone's radar for a reason next year. He can go because physically, I'm telling you right now, he's got a lot of the tools. He's got a lot of the tools.
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, would it shock me if DJ Jeffries got drafted next season? It would not shock me at all.
I'll put him right there with Boogie. Like, they could both have big years and play themselves into a –
wow.
Into a 1 year. I highly doubt that it gets to a point where they got four. But I could see both of them playing themselves into a 1 and 0.
And you know what that means? Memphis is going to have a second straight opportunity to have the number one recruiting class in America. I know we haven't thought about 2020 very far off, you know, but Memphis will have a chance to do it again because it's going to be a big class. James is gone. Precious is gone. You know, Isaiah Maurice's scholarship is up.
Right.
Anybody else I'm missing in terms of, you know, he's the only senior, right?
Right now, and you got the one open, so.
Yeah, you got one open right now.
It's four.
Somebody's going to transfer. That's five, you know?
Yeah, so numbers-wise, I guess you could get – I was about to tell you, you won't have a – you know, in terms of bulk, you won't have enough to be one, but you're right. I mean, if it got to that point, you got four or five guys, then you'd have an opportunity to be one.
Yeah, and you could –
because a lot of that's how many you guys you got.
And if Boogie goes to the draft –
that's six. You know, if Boogie or DJ goes to the draft, that's six, and you could have as many as seven. You never know. So
I mean, you mess around, make an Elite Eight or Sweet 16, or a Final Four.
Yes.
Excuse me, Elite Eight or a Final Four run.
Yes.
The nation gets hot for this team. Those scouts get hot for this team.
I'll tell you.
Maybe lightning strikes and you lose four.
That'd be
a blow, though.
I'll tell you who I feel good about in 2020. Now, this is not a script, ladies and gentlemen. Let me preface that by saying that this is not the script. This is very premature. But I'll tell you who I feel good about in the class 2020, and maybe I'll do it when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf, we also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked."
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.